Hey guys, welcome to Life Success. I'm your host, Laurie, and we are discussing the concept of actually being really honest with yourself. And this comes down to being authentic self. And this can be really hard for a lot of us, and you've got to rate your self-honesty on a scale of 0 to 10. And a lot of the time we lie to ourselves, and this can be really hard. So try that trick and see what happens, because I bet you we are not honest with ourselves at all, and it can be really hard to rate it. So do you realize how hard it is to be super honest with yourself? You know, it's damn hard to be your authentic self and being really open about that. But we all have these unpleasant emotions, and they can be hard to process, especially love and romance relationships, and keep private, especially the sex scene and intense emotional experiences, which we are all dealing with a knife. And so there is plenty of areas that we're more likely to keep private. But of course, the question is public honesty. Public honesty is about needing the pound drawing line between public and private was imperfective, but not ready to start that discussion on honesty. Unless you could be sure and keep a privacy as much as possible, and where most mattered to you, there are a few important and sensitive points, but that is a common issue. And on the surface, we don't really notice the discussion of deep honesty. And it's not easy, it's hard. And we look at this in a different perspective, such as behavior. If there's all possibility of drawing a line between okay and being not okay. And you may object at this point that not lying is very ever okay. No, it's not. It's actually bad, because you're lying to yourself and you're lying to others. So really, it's not ideal. And the case of lying is not to be so easily obtainable, but starting a mainstream concept of ancient philosophers, classical lecturers and all that kind of jazz, well, the information can be deceptive, and you've got to be really, really wise about these things in life. And for me, I went through to look at my own self, and this is where journaling comes into it, and being honest with myself. What is it that's holding me back? What's making me struggle with my authentic self? Why am I not that? Is it because I've been bullied in my past? Is it something that has happened to me because of other people and not being able to be myself and being super shy and being afraid, when really is other people have put you in that position only because they want to look good, or do they want to be the opposite? You know, it's not a really ideal situation, but being generally honest with yourself, finding your way back to yourself is important, and acknowledging it, and mirror reflection of your relationship with yourself is important. Once you fix that relationship with yourself and accept yourself for who you are, then you can actually overcome it. That's what is important, is self-love, self-acceptance, and really embracing who you are as a person authentically. So be truly honest with who you are, and do this scale of 0 to 10 as Zero is I lie to myself all the time. And 10, I am radically honest with myself. And try that and see what happens. Because honestly, most of the time, we are not honest with ourselves. Because we're afraid. We're afraid to confront it, you know, in today's society. It all comes down to the fact that we don't love ourselves enough to overcome these fears. So I hope this helps you guys to actually see things in a different perspective and truth and natural behavior as a human, but also understanding yourself. So I will see you guys on the next episode.